This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Trump welcomed Mark Fogle to the White House. Russia freed the English teacher more than 3 years after he was busted in Moscow with marijuana, he said was for medicinal purposes.
The White House and the president are saying that this is a good faith effort, that this is a good sign that things are progressing in the right direction when it comes to bringing the war in Ukraine to a close. Now, you'll remember that President Trump campaigned on ending the war in Ukraine within 24 hours. Now, that obviously hasn't happened, but Trump has made clear that he sees good progress.
ABC's Selena Wang. The Washington, D.C.-based federal appeals court refused to immediately lift a lower judge's order requiring the administration to release billions of dollars in grants and loans. In Springfield, Illinois, the Sangamon County Council unanimously approved a $10 million settlement with her family in last summer's killing of Sonia Massey in her own home by a sheriff's deputy after she'd called for help. This is ABC News. Here in New York City,
I never broke the law, and I never would.
Mayor Eric Adams making his first public comment since the Justice Department ordered the federal prosecutor in Manhattan to drop the corruption case against him.
I know that I must continue to regain your trust. I've learned a lot over the last year, and this experience has been humbling.
He calls the experience the most difficult 15 months of his life. The test of any law, the quality of the police force enforcing it.
Investigators say human traffickers driving up to the Paso del Norte port of entry in El Paso knew which lane to be in, the one staffed by Manuel Perez Jr. Prosecutors say the 32-year-old was paid by smugglers to wave them through that checkpoint. Perez also faces charges of conspiring to distribute cocaine across Texas, Louisiana, and North Carolina.
ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloudy skies with a little bit of light snow developing late. Temperatures dropping to the lower single digits. Won't see much in the way of accumulation overnight. However, on Wednesday, snow will continue with 1 to 3 inches, highs reaching the middle teens. It's 6 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, legalities and illegalities of the first couple weeks of the Trump administration. Jim Santel will be here and Dan Schaefer in hour number 2 to recombobulate. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/older adults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Eagle 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Trump welcomed Mark Fogle to the White House. Russia freed the English teacher more than 3 years after he was busted in Moscow with marijuana, he said was for medicinal purposes.
The White House and the president are saying that this is a good faith effort, that this is a good sign that things are progressing in the right direction when it comes to bringing the war in Ukraine to a close. Now, you'll remember that President Trump campaigned on ending the war in Ukraine within 24 hours. Now, that obviously hasn't happened, but Trump has made clear that he sees good progress.
ABC's Selena Wang, the Washington, D.C.-based federal appeals court refused to immediately lift a lower judge's order requiring the administration to release billions of dollars in grants and loans. In Springfield, Illinois, the Sangamon County Council unanimously approved a $10 million settlement with her family in last summer's killing of Sonia Massey in her own home by a sheriff's deputy after she'd called for help. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloudy skies with a little bit of light snow developing late. Temperatures dropping to the lower single digits. Won't see much in the way of accumulation overnight. However, on Wednesday, snow will continue with 1 to 3 inches, highs reaching the middle teens. It's 6 at our studios.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome 24 actor Glenn Morshauer. And joining the show all the way from Sweden, our favorite musical duo, 7,000 Apart. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time on Big Show as Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford joins Trigby Olson and I. And in hour number two, what's worse? Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Mark Fogel is back in the U.S. 3.5 years ago, the English teacher was busted in Moscow, had what he said was medicinally prescribed marijuana on him. Russia released him Tuesday. His first stop, the White House.
President Trump is a hero. These men that came from the diplomatic service are heroes.
Fogel credited those who came to his support during his imprisonment.
This super organism of people that came to my support and the love that I was given sustained me for 3.5 years.
The Washington, D.C.-based federal appeals court refused to immediately lift a lower judge's order that the Trump administration unfreezed.